Rolly gang, patty gang, rich baby daddy gang. I'm with Red, like I'm at a Cincinnati game. Heyo!
Oh, there we go.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome into the Tree Fort. We're ganging it up today. We got every we got our
the trio.
We got the trio.
The cold cut combo.
I eat basically one cheese every day. Yeah. Philip Boughton, Joe Stargazing, and Stephen Partridge here with us to usher in episode 2. It's going to be a fun one. We are opening Philip Boughton's MLB fandom. So we're going to sit down, we're going to go through all the teams and kind of some ideas what I'm looking for in a new team. And we'll talk through it. Any housekeeping, anything that you two studs want to add before we go into this?
I don't think so. Welcome in, everybody.
I would like to just place the crown on my head for the Knights Kingdom Strong Fantasy Draft.
Has that been proven?
That's what the Claude chatbot that I asked said, but I didn't include dragons at all when I asked, because I felt like you kind of nullified the whole dragon bit.
You gotta ask ChatGPT. I don't know about this Claude fella.
Yeah,
he's like the nerdy professional, and ChatGPT is like the semi schizophrenic friend.
Okay. Sure, Steven, you can wear the crown. Until you finally win one, the Marvel, you know.
Hold on.
Should have won.
I got a sound effect for this because we're doing baseball.
You got a what?
Sorry. Ordering the fork.
Did you hear these sound effects?
Ooh, there it was. Church. Yeah. Okay. Love it. This episode, what we're doing. So, I'm big into baseball. I don't know if you all have realized it, but I'm big into the card game, big into the sport, have a very high stakes fantasy league going. But I don't really have a favorite team.
Elaborate on that. What is a very high stakes fantasy team?
$200 buy-in, 12 fellas. It's been going on for at least 10 years. Dynasty keeper.
That's not what I thought it would be.
That's a deal.
I don't know what that was.
All right, but I'll quit with the soundboard for now, I guess.
High stakes league. But the Twins, Minnesota Twins, were our Rochester Red Wings farm team, or the Red Wings players would go to Minnesota. So growing up, that's what I saw. But all those players are gone, retired, the ones that I liked. And now it's like, I don't really care about the Twins. So we're going to open it back up. So we're gonna talk through a bunch of the different teams. We're going to land on one that, you know, we're opening it up. So like a draft, I'm choosing one of these 30 teams. Questions, comments, concerns?
I don't think any.
Okay. So let me lay some criteria down. So what I'm looking for, I'd rather it be a storied franchise.
Okay.
One that has
the Yankees. I'm not airing this.
It could be. We need to talk through it. But a storied franchise that either is trying to win or could win in the near future. A nice ballpark would be great.
That's a good criteria. I like that.
So, what else? You know, just a team that's been around that maybe has had success at some point. So, you know, that pretty much knocks out like the Colorado Rockies. but, and that's something that is, this is going to clear about half the board. But I'd also like to keep it within Eastern or Central time zone.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. I cannot keep up with West anything besides East, like sports at this point in my life.
Stand when it's like, oh, catch this game at 10 o'clock. Like,
no thanks.
No. I can't. Yeah. I wish I could.
We're middle aged now, fellas. We can't be staying up that late.
Especially the Stanley Cup, like the Avalanche games. Like last night was at, what was that? That might have been 9. But still.
I'm already a big advocate of the NFL doing Sunday Night Football at 7. That would be.
Please. That would be, yeah, please.
You're telling me I'm in bed by 10:30, dude?
Yeah. Yeah, that's perfect.
I'll tell you.
So,
Captain Bowden, your criteria has narrowed it down to one team.
It's narrowed it to a couple. Just you're in play. So with that being said, right, taking that criteria into consideration, that wipes out the entire NL West. So the Dodgers, which that would be an easy. I do love Ohtani, and I like Mookie Betts, and I like Yamamoto.
But when I pay attention, I don't claim the Dodgers, but like I'll pay attention to the Dodgers because it's my dad's team. But he's old. He remembers the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Yeah. The Giants, the Padres, they're off. The Diamondbacks, the Rockies, they're out. Also the AL West, the Athletics, the Mariners. Something about the Mariners. I don't like them. I don't know why. But that could, because I said Eastern and Central, the Rangers and the Astros could still be in play. The Angels, they'd also be out. So that leaves a good amount, right?
Yeah. Is there 30 or 32 baseball teams?
30.
30. Are they expanding? Do they have more scheduled expansion?
There is two. Yeah, there's
two. I know
two.
They're actually trying to bring like there's a group that's trying to bring a baseball team, I guess, like to Raleigh, not where I'm at now, but that's a big push.
Yep. Yeah.
Maybe Charlotte. Think about the tax money it would bring in.
The last I heard, Utah was trying. Nashville was making a push.
Utah.
Yeah, that's what people say would get it before like Raleigh or Charlotte is Nashville.
Montreal wants one back. And
I would love Raleigh.
I think Portland, Oregon. It's like whatever. So there's a couple options, but I think Nashville, Raleigh obviously would be sick. Montreal would be cool too. I know like the Rays. They were going to possibly move to Montreal because they were being wonky with their dome got like destroyed during the last hurricane and they just got it fixed. So they were being weird, but So who does that make available and how do we want to tackle this? I was thinking if we went through divisions and kind of set some
how many teams are left that, like, by, like, your estimates.
So,
because if it was like a handful, you could just go through the runners up and say why.
There's AL East, NL East, both Centrals, and that's it. And then, yeah, so there's 10, 20, 22.
Okay, so let me get a list up, and then we can just try and go by division.
So I think, if we go by division.
Like three or four, in my opinion.
I think it does.
Hit us with a quick recap for my sake of like your main criteria. I know there was ballpark, historic like significance, relevance, competing in now or in the near future. Was there anything else?
Eastern Central Time.
I'm just making sure that I heard all of them.
Good ballpark.
And for the loyal audience. All right, so let's see. So what division you want to start with?
So let's start AL East and work West. AL East, Yankees, Red Sox, Blue Jays, Orioles, and Rays.
We're going to cross the Yankees off the list.
Why are the Rays out?
Rays are out. They're probably, 25 years old? They're not, like, a storied, and they haven't had success necessarily. The ballpark did just get...
I thought they just won a national... Didn't they win a couple of years ago? No?
No.
Oh, I might be thinking about hockey.
Yes. And their ballpark is, like, in the middle of a swamp in Tampa. Like, it's not even in the city.
Oh, wow.
Like a pain in the butt to get there.
The Durham Bulls are an affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays.
Certainly are. Yeah.
That's my new home team.
We should play a game soon. Bring law enforcement concealed carry, though. Because it's Durham and I don't want to get shot. I'm pretty sure I'm allowed to carry into the ballpark because I'm law enforcement. I'll double check that.
Yeah, you can carry me into the ballpark if you want.
Yeah.
That leaves. Okay. Well, back to the top.
So, the Rays are out. What about the... Oh, what are you saying, Stevie?
Three teams, I think, in the AL East are up for debate.
Well, Orioles, Blue Jays, Red Sox, and Yankees.
No, we're not doing the Yankees. So, there's no way.
So, Yankees, I... really despise, but I'm keeping an open mind. If I had to, I would think the deterrence would be all of those New York City just a-holes.
Think about how great it is to see that when they lose.
Yeah, I do. And for Joey Barry's, because he's a big Yankees guy, I will give credit where credit is due. I do like Aaron Judge. If he was on any other team, I'd probably really like him, but I can't get behind that squad. They're off the list.
And you said winning in the near future. I think they've been set up to win the last couple years, and they just can't do it. I don't think they have a future beyond like 2026.
I do think I'll give credit where credit's due. I think the Yankees have an amazing ability to get talent out of players that are just garbage anywhere else. And like there'll be, Paul Goldschmidt or Grisham or some of these players that are like scraps from other teams, they grab them and they get, second wind out of them. So I don't know how, maybe because it is the allure of playing for the Yankees.
Yeah.
But they do. I just.
Ballpark has a part in it too. Yankee Stadium.
Oh, yeah. Was it on this podcast where I didn't realize that all the stadiums have like different like ranges for out of bounds, and I was getting pissed. I was like, this is bullshit.
Yeah, it's got a short porch there. So they're out. I would say I do. Boston does scratch the itches. You know, successful team.
What an excellent point.
Not right now. But
that's the team that I'm going to argue for. And I understand I'm biased. I know you will. Okay.
I know you will.
But you got to.
Blue Jays have had success. They've won, I think they've won two World Series.
Two.
And then they went last year.
Mm.
And the Orioles. The
Buffalo Blue Jays for a season a couple of years ago.
And then the Orioles, they were. What, 70s and 80s, they were really good. And they had Cal Ripken, and they've got some, they got a lot of good young players. They're just not really pulling it together. So they're there.
My gym teacher in middle school was a pitcher for like a couple games for the Orioles.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. I mean, as a kid, you're like, whoa, you're famous.
Yeah, this guy made it to the show, and he's teaching me gym. NL East, so I can immediately cut out. I hate the Braves. I don't know why. I hate the Atlanta Braves. Mets, Nationals, Marlins.
These divisions are kind of funny.
I don't like the Phillies either.
As your friend, I can't allow you to root for a Philadelphia team.
I like Bryce Harper. I like Schwarber. I don't like Philadelphia.
Schwarber's the one that got me.
Sorry, I felt the same about Boston, so I get it.
There you go.
I don't actually play in the city of Philly, though.
So Nationals will, I mean, they won the World Series in what, 2019?
No.
Yeah, it was right after, wasn't it right after they got rid of Trout? Or
Harper, and they won with Soto.
Okay.
And then they've got people, like they've got James Wood, they've got CJ Abrams, they've got some people, and they're the Red Wings team now, the Rochester.
Yeah.
So they're in play. Marlins, I used to love the Marlins as a kid. They had Dontrelle Willis. They've had players, but they're like a weird organization that they'll get something and they'll be like really good and then they'll just sell it all off and just be garbage.
Yeah. And no one shows up to their games.
True.
And then, which is a Miami thing in general.
But I have a good ballpark too, in my opinion.
And then the Mets, it's tough. I know.
You already got so much working against you.
Yeah, Butler,
you're the other New York team. You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of fans there, so we'll leave them on the table. AL Central, that's where the Twins are. So they're still in play. Cleveland Guardians, I don't like them. I don't appreciate them changing their name from Indians to Guardians. I think that's good. And childish. I don't mind the Royals. The Tigers have some good talent. And I don't like the White Sox very much, but I do like they got Murakami, a Japanese guy that's just crushing the ball. So
I feel like the White Sox and the Tigers are like the farm teams for MLB. Like they just poach their good players all the time.
I think the White Sox would not be in play. I can axe them. Tigers could be in play. Twins and Royals, sure. I mean, I love Bobby Witt Jr. For the Royals. For NL Central is the Reds,
Cubs,
the Pirates, Cubs, Brewers, and Cardinals. Yeah. I don't like the Cardinals. I don't like the Brewers.
Brewers were good last season, right?
Yeah, they're good. It's just they I don't know. They just don't do it for me. A Milwaukee team, like
they got like a slide or something. I've heard about though.
They have a slide. They had Bob Uecker. He was the announcer in the movie Major League, and he was like the Brewers.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He died last year.
So, damn. Yeah. Oh, didn't like yesterday? Didn't the guy that does the Yankees radio like pass away? Yeah. R.I.P. to him.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Cubs, and so ironically, Cubs, Reds, and Pirates. I've been to those three stadiums. I'd say they're all in play. Pirates hold a place in my heart just because of the Central Pennsylvania
roots.
First four letters really get you.
No, it's just a guy from Altoona.
It's just a guy, just living. Vibing. So that was AL Central, NL Central. Yeah. And then
you already did the NL West, obviously, is gone. AL West is gone. Yeah.
Well, the Rangers and the Astros. I mean, Astros probably not. But Rangers, maybe. So.
All right. Are we going to do like a top three? Or I wish you had the hats. We should have got you hats.
Yeah.
That's sick.
It's not, yeah, like you're not draft, kind of like college, but.
Yeah.
With your team.
I'm picking.
I would say.
Yeah, give us like the two runner ups unless we have anything else we want to say.
I'd probably, yeah. If we went through it, I would say if I had to pick one per division to get it down to like a final four. So it'd probably be Boston for AL East. For NL East would probably be the Marlins.
Okay. Not Nashville. Okay.
For AL Central, I would probably go Tigers. Because
okay.
I have a lot of Tigers cards. And NL Central, I think it would be Pirates.
Okay. So we got the Pirates, the Tigers, the Red, and the Marlins.
So I think we could pull the Marlins out just because of the stadium and the... I mean, their stadium is sick, but nobody goes to the games.
Yeah, I know. Didn't they have to play somewhere else recently?
No, that was Tampa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the World Baseball Classic was, like, lit, and that was in Miami. So,
special occasion, though.
Yeah. Tigers, Detroit. Detroit's kind of a dead city. I mean, Comerica Park, there was old Detroit, or there was old Tiger Stadium. They got rid of that. So I think it's down to Pirates and Red Sox, and I think it comes down to just familiarity. So with that, I, Philip Boughton, am now a Pittsburgh Pirates fan.
No way.
Yeah, so
yeah. Let me make an
argument. I'm trying to play a sound effect. They're not working.
Let me make an argument first here.
Your argument? So I take the Red Sox as an AL team. I mean, I'm not above having an NL and an AL team.
Wow, he's already keeping his options open. That's great.
Let me tell you, the Pirates, what is their World Series?
They had a great
record. Look like.
I mean, they've had a couple, but not in the past 50 years.
Right. Okay. So that's one of your boxes left unchecked.
Until 2004, how long was the Red Sox?
Okay. Well, hold on. I'm going through my list here. Okay.
Up until the next 22 thing, years ago.
You wanted to go through was the historical aspect. How long has that team been around? Do you know?
They've been around since... They've been around forever, like the 20s.
Mm, interesting. Okay. And...
I mean, I would assume so. You want Pittsburgh, but I'll look it up.
Good ballpark. What's good about their ballpark?
I like that it's on the river.
It's a nice park. It's on the river. It's beautiful. I mean, I've been there. I have not been to Fenway.
All right, you guys want to hear how old the Pittsburgh Pirates are?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know they're one of the older.
144 years old.
144?
Old?
Yeah, the AI overview says the franchise is 144 years old at the start of the 2026 season, having been founded in 1882 as the Allegheny Baseball Club. They then joined the National League in 1887 and officially adopted the Pirates in 1891. Baseball history is crazy.
Okay, so I'll give
like
you
all the other sports are even well, not football, but they feel so young.
I thought they were younger than that. But Red Sox, ready? Since 2004,
four World Series.
Fenway Park, one of the oldest ballparks, and it's still going strong.
Yeah.
Fantastic city. Winning culture in the city. And not only do we have a past winning culture, we are set up. The Red Sox, granted, right now, not looking too good. But this brings me to my next point. What is the biggest accusation most new fans get? Oh, you're jumping on the bandwagon. Guess what, dude? We suck.
There is no bandwagon.
You can get in anywhere low, and you can say, I've been a fan since y'all didn't even have a damn manager.
Since Paul Skeens.
Next argument. Our young guys Paul are Skeens studs, dude. Boston, we got Marcelo Meyer, second baseman of the future. Top tier potential. We have the Roman
Empire. I do like Jaron Duran.
Roman Empire. Dude is a stud. We got Connelly Early looking pretty good. And this new guy, I don't know if you have heard of him, Peyton Tolley. Dude looks like a freaking apex predator with the porn stash. Fantastic. You jump on with these young guys while we're still simmering. No bandwagon accusations. Potential to start winning again pretty darn soon. Doesn't get any better.
You did. You just reminded me of the one thing that would sink the Red Sox boat immediately, and that is having anything in common with Patriots fans.
I just looked up. I just wanted like an AI overview as to why not pick the Boston Red Sox. And the first thing was the fan base.
What's wrong with bringing Sweet Caroline during the seventh inning stretch? What's wrong with a little dirty water after a dub? Nothing.
Nothing.
The worst part about the Red Sox fans is that we're just so used to winning, we expect greatness.
Sure.
Go ahead.
I won't hold it against
GPT why you shouldn't be a Pirates fan.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's see.
The only thing they, up until this year, so I have, the Pirates are always like a second favorite. Like the Pirates and the Penguins are always my second favorite.
There you go.
But literally up until this year, they have never like signed a free agent to like a big contract.
Yeah. People often despise the Pittsburgh Pirates due to sustained decades-long mismanagement. You know, I hate to see that. Characterized by a consensus-driven belief, low payroll, frequent trading of star players, and lack of investment in winning. You got to pay. I mean, you got to pay, especially in baseball.
Already franchise.
Coming around.
Are they? They've been coming around for 50 years, brother. It's like being a Browns fan saying, this is our year.
Here's an article from a year ago. The Pittsburgh Pirates and the Art of Fan Betrayal.
I see it.
If I knew how to read, I'd check that out.
Sounds like a good read.
I will say John Henry, not the best owner. Dude sucks. Fenway Sports Group fucking sucks. But you cannot discount Boston's legacy when it comes to sports. And everyone bashes. Everyone bashes Boston fans, all sports fans. We're great. Everyone just hates us because we're always winning.
I want to get on the wall for Marathon Day.
The Green Monster? And watch the marathon?
Yeah, explain that to me.
Well, so Marathon Day, the Boston Marathon.
Well, yeah, I understand. Like, the green wall?
So the
Green Monster.
The Red Sox play at like 11:30, like on Marathon Day. So I think it'd be cool to be on the wall, the seats at the top of the wall for that. Yeah, momentous occasion. Like, oh yeah, what's up on the wall? Had a beer and a dog.
I thought it sounded like some like qualifying thing. Like if you do the marathon, you get to go on the wall.
Catch a Bruins game.
I'm not doing a marathon.
That's no offense. That's why I was a little caught off guard. A little gassed.
Robbie Rowley wants to get into the Boston.
We gotta get Robbie Rowley.
I'm sure he would, no problem. He wants to do the marathon, and apparently you can push someone. And I'm like, I'll do that, but I weigh like 2 times as much as him, so I don't know if
he's gonna have to hit the weight room.
Yeah, he's gonna be doing a lot of pushing. That's for sure.
How is Robbie Rowley? We just had our fantasy draft the other day.
Oh yeah,
go ahead.
Him and
Google
Peyton Cody are always cheesing trades.
Him look and at what? This stud.
Cody, they're already always like fucking going off in there. We can't get through anything without like a bunch of boys bickering. Like hit their like friendship group. They like in the first round of the draft, they were already like arguing with each other. They just like bicker like fucking like brothers.
Classic.
It's fun.
It is classic. All right.
Fred Sox.
You feel good about your pick? Are you happy? How's the season been going so far?
They've been doing all right. I haven't paid much attention yet because I'm still in hockey mode, but.
Oh, true. Yeah, fair. They have Paul Skeens, right? I didn't hear you if you said that. Okay. Because I was like, I thought that was the Livy Dunn team, but I think they broke up.
He wants to leave the Pirates, so he's probably going to come to the Red Sox. That's the rumor I heard.
I don't think they broke up. She goes to all the games, yeah.
I don't really know.
That might just be wishful thinking.
These are just things that I might read once online.
Yeah. That sounds like a bot.
Maybe Dunn's going to be the next.
Yeah, dude. I've been taking social media off my phone like during the weeks just to not have the distraction, especially because I just don't have time at work right now. But like because I'm inactive, when I do like download it on the weekends and check shit out, it is just the worst of the worst AI slop and just like nonsense that I have no interest in. Oh, it's just, I was like, which is nice because then on the weekends I'm like, oh, I'm not even fucking checking the app, like using the apps now.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I feel good about the
pitch. That being said, check us out on social media. Be sure to like and follow because we're going to be doing stuff on those.
We're not a bunch of bots. So. Definitely come by and comment and we'll comment back at you. I was thinking about it. I don't have a NBA team, so
an expansion. They're voting on it this summer, but it'll be like 2028. Might be a good time to get a new team.
Get on board.
You know who I'm voting for?
The Celtics.
Yeah, I'm a little all over the place. I don't really have a baseball team, but Philly and then Miami for basketball, which also has a rivalry with Boston, shockingly enough. So I just don't like Boston. I claim to be Boston, a Canes fan, but I don't watch any hockey.
You go to a Pats game or a Bruins game or a Celtics game or
we're doing a New England trip this fall, and Boston's going to be, I think, either where we arrive like for the like 9 days or whatever we're there, or like the last day when we leave, or both.
Mm. Get the labs to.
But it's going to be around like playoff baseball time. So maybe we'll see if we can get a game. Never mind.
I mean, any baseball game can be kind of boring, but playoffs, Fenway in the playoffs.
They're legit. Yeah. All right. How long is this?
40, probably like 35 minutes.
35, 40. Okay.
Well, let's get out of here because I got to go measure some stuff.
Your wiener?
It's 2 inches. I know.
No matter how you dice it, it's two. But yeah.
Yeah, long ways or tight.
No matter where you start, it's going to be two.
Nice cube. Yeah.
Yep, pretty much. But yeah, like, subscribe, comment, please. We love it. We love having you. We love being with you and talking through all of this. So with that being said, we appreciate you swinging on through. You have a great day for the rest of your day here. Take care and God bless. We'll see you soon.
Peace.